Brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort up north, Michigan Golf without the drive. Tyler Anke, Mike Gilligan. We talk golf with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season right here on ESPN 1000. You can also watch us on YouTube as well. YouTube.com. Just search ESPN Chicago. It's time for our Masters Fantasy Golf Challenge. We're going to pick our teams right now. And just for those who are not members of the CDGA, what are you waiting for? Just sign up. CDGA.org gets you access to all these great contests on top of many other perks as well. Taking a look at the prizes for this year. First place, you're going to walk away with a Tour Edge Hot Launch 524 driver. Second place, a Zero Friction Wheel Pro golf bag. Third through eighth place are varying foursomes at the Highlands of Elgin, Glenview Park, Sunset Valley, Fox Bend, Arrowhead, and the Den at Fox Creek. Ninth place is a Golf Forever swing trainer. 10th place, you get a Zero Friction staying bag. And 11th place, Zero Friction range finder. 12th place, $100 gift card to the CDGA member golf shop. 13th, a 12-month Golf Pass Plus membership. That's a great
vet. Yeah.
Great prize right there. 14th, you get two CDGA logoed Imperial Performance hats. And then 15th through 20th, get CDGA partner packs. And 21st through 30th, CDGA junior partner packs. And you mentioned that there are going to be 20 random participants that will be receiving some golf balls as well.
That's right. From our friends from Callaway, the Chrome, the Pro Vs from Titleist, the Z-Stars from Strixon, and the Tour Spins from Zero Friction. So they're highest-end balls. They've helped us provide 20 dozen to try to get everybody to play and incentivize everyone to play. Let's get more than 4,500 people so we can give out 10% discount codes to everyone. So we're happy. And you know, the other thing, between you and I, we're going to have our match. Our friends at Jersey Mike's has made a foursome of subs are on the line between you and me.
All right.
Between so
running
one
it
of
back.
Us is winning four sub sandwiches, friends of Jersey Mike's, and compliments of Dan Shanahan, our contact at Jersey Mike's.
I think we split last year. I want to say, yeah, we went 2-2
That's
on
right.
the majors last
but,
year.
Let's be clear here, folks. Last year we had around just over 4,000 people play, and you finished 30th.
Last year, I remember.
You owned Augusta last
year. That was my best one. That was one of those ones where we were watching it, and it's like you kind of passively watch the first couple days. It's like, oh, okay, is this going to last, whatever. And then it got real on Sunday. I was like, wow, I might be in the running for some yeah. prizing here. I need a few more Scotty birdies here. It got real on Sunday, and that was a lot of fun last year. All right, let's get into it. So how it works. The golfers are all tiered. You've got Group A, Group B, Group C, Group D. You pick an alternate in all of them. You get three out of Group A, three out of Group B, four out of Group C, three out of Group D. And if you have a player that misses the cut, you get the worst score of the golfer that goes out and plays that day.
But also, a little bit of a change. Mm-hmm. You take your top 10 of 12 now.
Okay. All
so
right.
So that is suggestions by you, the CDGA members, to us. So we did change it so you don't have to necessarily have the perfect sheet. You just better have your best 10 cross the cut line. Otherwise,
perfect.
It goes to just what you said. You get the score of the person that scored highest. If you have anybody miss the cut, so to speak. So,
yep.
But a lot of fun. So this is really going to be really, really cool this year.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Group A. Group A, which three in the alternate are you riding with?
So right out of the box, I am thinking Brooks Koepka because I think if he can somehow win, that would just leave the British Open as his career Grand Slam later in the summer. So I give him the nod there. I go back to John Rahm, because I just think he's one of the best players on the planet. He knows the place, loves the place, and he missed defending, so he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. And then how do you not go with Rory McIlroy? The world is going to want Rory to win, and I'm going to be one of them cheering as hard as anybody to see him cross the finish line with the green jacket and seal up his Grand Slam on a personal level. And then, you know, I'm going with Victor. I'm sticking with the girl I'm bringing to the dance, so I'm sticking with Victor.
I'm matching you on that Victor alternate there. We actually do not have a single overlap on our three golfers, though, which is where it's going to be. That's going to decide our little head-to-head wager here. I'm going with Scottie Scheffler. I just think it's tough to go against him the way he's playing right now. And if he does go out and win the thing, I mean, he's a 4-1 favorite right now. If he does go out and win, I think it could be in dominant fashion, too. So I'm going to roll with Scottie Scheffler. Not a big out on a limb pick there, but I think he could be really dominant in this event, obviously, if the putter's working. Next, I'm going to go Wyndham Clark.
Ooh.
He's been off to a good start
Very
so
good
far
pick.
This year. I'm going to roll with Wyndham Clark. And then the last name, I'm going to go with the young guy, Ludvig Åberg. I really like him this week. I really do like him. It just feels like no moment's too big for him. So I'm going to roll with the young guy here. That may be one of the more out-of-the-box picks. I would guess, looking at the top, or like all the names in Group A, I would guess Ludvig is going to be the least pick out of all those guys. And that's usually how you... Like
that's
a strategy.
How you win.
That's how you win these
right.
things.
And,
so.
And that's why you finished 30th last year. Honestly.
All right, on to Group B. Who do you have?
Out of the box, I go with Hideki Matsuyama. I am a big fan of him, and I know he loves this golf course. He's always up there. He's a past champion. I just like the way he's been playing. He's made 8 of 8 cuts this year. He's rolling. He's been in the top 10 twice. Then I'm going to jump back over to Liv. I think some of these guys, you know, have something to prove, Cam Smith being one of them. I think he's lost a lot of relevance. You know, he's not necessarily driving the ball that great, so he can get away with that at Augusta. But what he is, he's one of the best putters in the planet,
right.
And I think he's going to show that this week. Tyrell Hatton's another one. I think Tyrell Hatton, of all people with a chip on his shoulder, is that guy. And I just love watching that temperature going up and down. He's a fiery guy. I love watching the passion. So I just think he's going to have a good week in Augusta. And then I wind it up with an alternate with Matthew Fitzpatrick. I just think he's a guy that's, you know, maturing in a way that Augusta is going to be ultimately on his resume. But I only put him in as an alternate at this point.
All right, I'm going to match you on Matsuyama out of the gate there. I really like his chances this week. Like you said, familiar with the course, has won at the course, all that. I like Matsuyama. Sahith Theegala, a guy who I mentioned
Ooh,
before,
yeah.
I'm going to roll with him out of Group B as well. And then another guy who's kind of flown under the radar this year, but Max Homa. I'm going to toss Max in there for my Group B, and then for my alternate, I'm going to roll with Tommy Fleetwood. I'm thinking about maybe swapping Tommy and Max, but for right now, I've got Max and Tommy as my alternate. On to Group C. I'll say this. Group C was the toughest to pick from for me.
No doubt. And I struggled.
You get four here.
Right, you
four
do get
plus an
four
alt.
Plus an alternate. And I struggled in this like you did. And the reason I did was because the stock of some of these players that are still over at LIV, if they were playing on the PGA Tour, there would be no way they would be in Group C. So for that reason, there are some names I just could not pass up in Group C. But right out of the box, I'm a big Tony Finau fan. He's got a couple of top tens this year. He's made 8 of 9 cuts. I just think he's going to flourish at Augusta, and I think if there is a major out there that is suitable for him to win, it's this one or maybe a British. I just don't like Tony's chances at a place like a U.S. Open or a PGA. That being said, I switch now back over to the hot players from LIV. I go Joaquin Niemann. I go Patrick Reed because he's playing really, really good golf right now, and you know he's a native of the Augusta area, and I just like his chances. And then Bryson DeChambeau, for the reasons I said earlier, he can drive it a mile, and I think with these guys coming in mentally with less animosity, less angst in going their way. They're going to be able to focus on the task at hand in a way that is going to be much more refreshing and fun for them. And then lastly, I ended up with a guy that I think we would all love to see put the green jacket on because it matches really well with orange and it would look like a big pumpkin. It would be Ricky.
I like that. All right. We actually have three of four that are aligned here.
Wow.
I also like Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, and Joaquin Niemann. The one guy that I differ from you on is I am rolling with Shane Lowry. And then my alternate is Will Zalatoris. And that's what made Group C so difficult. It is like I could have easily gone with Bryson. I totally understand that logic there. I totally like that. But I'm going to go with a different beef guy. I'm going to go with Shane Lowry instead. And then Will Zalatoris as an alternate there, which I started to think about it. Kind of bad process by me. You want, for like a guy as an alternate, you want a guy who maybe is a little susceptible to injury. You want him in your lineup. That way you have the alternate. So maybe it's a little backwards there. But
he's healthy.
But he's healthy right now. So I'll slot him in as an alternate there. All right, and then to round things out in Group D, who do you have?
I can't pass up past champions. Why? Because they know the course. They know how to win. They've been there. They've done that. I'm going with Sergio Garcia and Dustin Johnson. Sergio right now is atop the leaderboard at the Big Blue Monster down in Doral. And then and Dustin's got the record for the lowest score ever shot for 72 holes. Trivia alert there. But Adrian Meronk would be my alternate because, again, another guy that got left off the Ryder Cup, wants to prove a lot, and he's now being put on the biggest stage to be able to do that. I think he takes advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm actually going away from that strategy here. Like, there's some good names in Group D. Like, I remember last year Group D was, like, a lot of, like, who's this, who's that? And then, what do you know, Sam Bennett goes out and shoots the round of his life. And if you had Sam Bennett, you probably did pretty well. But I am going to go Denny McCarthy, guy who's made quite a few cuts this year. Adam Hadwin is the other guy I'm going to go with who's been all right this year. Like, when he's good, he's good this year. Like, he's got three top tens.
Yeah.
He's also missed three cuts this year. So I'm going to roll with Adam Hadwin here, and then my alternate, I'm going to take Phil Mickelson, guy who did very well in this event last year.
So. Yeah, he certainly did. And, you know, Phil Mickelson embodies how to play the golf course at Augusta. He just fires that thing at the middle of the hole, and depending on what side the location of the pin is in, he works it from the middle of the green out. He has figured this thing out from playing it many, many times. I enjoy watching him craft his way around the golf course because he does it with such, you know, strategy, but he's also one of the more creative shot makers the game has ever seen.
Absolutely. All right, so those are our teams. So you want to run through your roster real quick?
Sure. Group A, I got Brooks, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy with my alternate Victor Hovland. In Group B, Hideki Matsuyama, Cameron Smith, Tyrell Hatton, with my alternate, Matthew Fitzpatrick. And then in Group C, Tony Finau, Joaquin Niemann, Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, and Ricky Fowler is my alternate. And then I go with Sergio and DJ with my alternate, Adrian Meronk.
All right, and then mine in Group A, I've got Ludvig Åberg, Scotty Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, and Victor Hovland, my alternate. Group B, Hideki Matsuyama, Max Homa, Sahith Theegala, and Tommy Fleetwood's my alternate. Group C, the toughest group to pick, in my opinion, Tony Finau, Shane Lowry, Patrick Reed, Joaquin Niemann, Will Zalatoris is my alternate. And then Group D, Denny McCarthy, Adam Hadwin with Phil Mickelson as my alternate. So if you want to play along with us, go to the CDGA website, and if you find the benefits and contests, you will get Fantasy Golf, take you to the Majors Challenge, and you can play the Masters Fantasy Golf with us. Play along with us. It'll be a lot of fun. I really enjoy this every single year. Last year we had, like, remember last year, the Masters itself had a bunch of strange names on the leaderboard when we got to Saturday. So we played, we had a fun contest the next day. It was someone on the leaderboard of the Masters or the Masters Fantasy Golf contest that we were in. and we stumped quite a few people there were not a lot of well-known names out there on that leaderboard. But all right, that is our Masters Fantasy Golf. Play along with us. Join the CDGA. go to member benefits and contests, and you'll find the Masters Challenge, Majors Challenge of Fantasy Golf. All right, this segment has been brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, Up North Michigan Golf, without the drive. When we come back, Tiger Woods is giving up what as he gets ready for Augusta? We'll talk about that when we come back.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
The segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. All right, we do have some Masters journals to give away today. We've got a pair. So how about callers 5 and 10 at 312-332-3776? You'll win a Masters journal. These are fantastic. They kind of gift you. They're like programs, basically. Oh, yeah. They're a lot very interesting, a lot of good history in there. If you're a Masters diehard or if you know someone who's a Masters diehard, call right now, 312-332-3776.
Yeah, and they are really collector's items. For those that have been collecting them, I've got probably 30 of them. The photography, the stories, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff is like no other. You know, it just goes in part and parcel with anything and everything else that Augusta does. They do it to the very, very top. There is no other better journal or program in golf.
312-332-3776 if you want to win yourself a Masters journal. All right, so there was a story that came out earlier this week that Tiger Woods is abstaining from sex as he gets ready for the Masters. Now,
wow.
didn't see that coming. The story is from the source on the story is one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the friend is named. I think the friend decided to be kept anonymous. And quite frankly, I don't think that's a very good friend.
Right.
But anyway, so that got me thinking and you thinking, like, what is one thing that you would give up for the chance to play Augusta? Now, this is one of the most exclusive golf courses you can play in the entire world. What would you give up? Like, it's one of those
for
things.
How
like,
long?
Like, money, yeah, money can't get you into Augusta.
Right. You can't.
It can't. It doesn't work.
And if you ask, you're not getting in,
right,
too.
But so what's one thing that you would give up, let's say for a year, what's one thing would you give up for a year to be able to play Augusta?
Well, for me, I would be willing to give up control of our TV remote control for 1 year in my family.
Ooh, okay.
And my wife is jumping up and down, like screaming, like that would be the greatest thing. And that would be the greatest thing for me to be able to go play Augusta. But
yeah,
that would be giving up a lot of control. The other thing I think I'd be willing to do is ice cream.
Okay.
But that would be really hard.
Yeah.
For me.
Food-wise, I would go pizza.
Oof.
That'd be tough.
That
would be really tough. Because think about like how many parties you go to, and it's like you're just sitting there hungry. The remote one would be tough for me because like I love watching my college basketball in the fall, winter, all that stuff, and especially in the spring with March Madness and all that stuff. Football as well in the fall would be tough to give up, but just knowing what the alternative would be, like, my girlfriend's going to put on Real Housewives of New York. I think she just started like Real Housewives of Atlanta. Don't know if I could do that for a year. But pizza would be the thing for me, I think. Like, I could do it. Now, here's a question. If I told you you can play Augusta, but it's the last round of golf you ever get to play. I'm not saying like you're playing Augusta and dying.
Right.
No, you're playing Augusta, but it's the last round of golf you're ever allowed to play. Would you do it? Knowing that you still have plenty of good golfing years left.
Wow. That would be really, really hard. No, you wouldn't? I couldn't. Because I still got a lot of life left. That would be tough. Because there's no other... It's the greatest sport. And, well, I could do it maybe for a year. Because I know I've done it for a year. I had to give it up for 18 months. So I know I could do that. But for the rest of my life, oof, that'd be hard. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, like if you told me like rest of your life and you're guaranteeing me at least like another 20 years of life or whatever, like that'd be really tough.
Yeah.
That would be really tough. But you do get to say And you do get to have the experience of playing Augusta and playing all 18, the course you've seen on TV so many times, the most exclusive golf club and one of the most exclusive golf clubs in the entire world. Like, it's one of those, what if I told you you can ace out a hole too?
Well, and could I pick and bring a fivesome? Like, can I pick my other players for that final round?
Sure.
Then I might do it.
Okay.
Because then I would bring my dad, my brothers, and my son.
Yeah.
And then that would, and if I had an ace in front of all of them, then I can call it a life as far as golf. I'll move on to pickleball.
Yeah.
I'll go to pickleball.
This is the CDPA pickleball show. Yeah. Like, if you frame it that way, like, you get to pick all that. Then if I get to pick the group that I'm with, then I probably do it.
Yeah,
and you get to pick like one significant event that happens on the course.
That
I probably do it.
You gotta, what a conversation starter. Have you ever played Augusta?
Yeah,
that was my. As a matter of fact, that was my last round.
Yeah,
so you'll have that going for the rest of your life.
Right.
So when was the last time you played? My last round.
Yeah. And guess what happened?
Yeah. And I even had a hole in one. Who witnessed it? Oh, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. When you frame it that way, that makes it tough. And I think I would. And you're right. Then you just move on to pickleball or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what
or play tennis or something like that.
I just considered that sport mastered.
Yeah, exactly. 312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in on that conversation there. What's one thing you would give up for the chance to play Augusta? You have to give it up for a full year.
A full year. 365 days.
Yeah. Or the alternate question, too, is would you give up golf for life if it meant your last round could come at Augusta? 312-332-3776. It's interesting. And for the people who have been down there, not necessarily have played it, but who have been down to the course, you get the magic of it all. You understand the magic of it all. I think that's the stuff that once you get down there, you probably say maybe I would give it up because of just how majestic the whole thing is. Now, I'm not saying you can't go to a golf tournament. You can go to a golf tournament. You could even go to the Masters if you want, but you cannot play ever again. 312-332-3776. It's right around the corner. We just gave out our fantasy golf. We're going to get a weather report as well from Tracy Butler of what the weather's going to be looking like down at Augusta, because that's always one of the storylines.
Oh, and always.
For a guy like Tiger Woods, who is going to be... It matters. Like, last couple of years, we've seen the weather conditions have been good enough to get him through the first 2 days, but once he gets to that day three, that's when he's like, bows out. Like, it takes a toll on his body.
Right, and the weather did that to him last year.
Yeah.
That's why he pulled out.
Yeah.
And let's just hope for sunny skies. That golf course just photographed so brilliantly, and it just gets you so fired up for the season. But I let's ask Tracy what she thinks about. Would she give up?
Yeah.
Would she do that?
Tracy Butler, an avid golfer.
She's a big golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And a good one at that. You got to know that.
Yes, she is, indeed. 312-332-3776 if you want to join us. We will talk to Tracy Butler when we come back here on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, where we find ABC 7 meteorologist Tracy Butler, friend of the show, avid golfer.
And CDGA member.
And CDGA member, one of the best there is out there. Tracy, good morning, and welcome to the CDGA Golf Show.
Good morning, Tracy.
Hey, oh my gosh, guys, thank you so much. And I just have to say, Mike, oh my gosh, that new wardrobe, Mike left a shirt for me. Oh my gosh, I love them so much. So thank you for that. I love being able to sport the CDGA attire and, of course, the ESPN attire, too.
Oh, the pleasure's all ours. Wear it proudly.
I will.
Tracy, so how has the golf season been treating you so far? Because you've cooked up a couple of good days for us. You got us some days in February, even.
Oh, my gosh, I did. I wish I could have taken advantage of it. I mean, my golf, you know, I was in Hilton Head last week, and I had hoped, and I had hoped to get some golf in. Well, of course, I don't know what it is about me, but I went there, and I took bad weather there.
Oh, no.
So we got, I was actually there to watch my daughter play some tennis, but we were hoping to squeeze some golf in, and just the weather conditions did not warrant. But, you know, it's always fun to go there, see the Harbor Town Lighthouse and, you know, that kind of thing. So it was great. I love South Carolina. I love South Carolina golf. You know, you just get a different flavor there. And I wish I could have taken advantage of it, but I couldn't. Stupid weather.
So what does that mean for weather around here then for us? Because of late we've hit a stretch where the weather has been a little ugh. But
yes.
Do we have hope? Give us hope, please.
We do. We do have hope. I mean, there's hope today, you know. I mean, it's a little breezy out there today, but at least we have some sun. Anybody wanting to get out there tomorrow, it doesn't look so good. But my gosh, if you're going to be out there Monday and Tuesday look phenomenal around here. Monday, of course, I have to remind you about the solar eclipse.
That's right.
So it's really important to know, though, if you happen to be out there on the course Monday afternoon, and I think we're going to have a good chance to see a good amount of the solar eclipse. We'll have about 94% coverage from the moon of the sun, but you got to have those glasses. You got to have those protective shields. It's so very important. But, you know, anybody who may be traveling downstate or over toward Indianapolis or toward Cleveland, where they will be in the path of totality, you know, it's going to be a really cool experience.
And you cannot wear just regular sunglasses when you're on the golf course. So I think that's really important you bring that up, because if you think you're going to take a big look at the golf ball in the sky, that's probably not a wise idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Mike. That's such a good point you bring up. And absolutely not. You know, these protective shields are specifically created for this viewing. And so that is really, really important. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, what about my pets? Or if my pets look at the sun, typically pets don't look at the sun. They kind of avoid it anyway. But you may actually notice a little bit of different activity. I know that at the zoos they're going to be watching, because as we go into darkness, and Monday afternoon, while we're expecting to see that sun, as the moon is starting to create that coverage, it's going to get a little bit dark even here in the Chicago area from that. I think we'll still get a neat experience, not exactly in the path of totality, the experience that they will get there. But still, I think it's going to be something for us to see safely on Monday. And the peak time for coverage, it begins at 12:51 here in Chicago. But the peak time for coverage for us in this area is 2:07, and then the moon will start to exit the sun, blockage of the sun, and should come out of that by 3:22 in the afternoon.
All right. Tracy Butler, ABC7 meteorologist with us here. So we have had the few warm days, like I mentioned early on. Does that mean that golf season, though, might close up a little bit early this year in the Chicagoland area?
Certainly, I don't think there's really a correlation for us to see that happening. And the thing is, I mean, look what did happen. You know, we had all these excessively warm days in February, even March. And then, of course, you know, we timed the bad weather with opening of baseball season, which I still think it should be outlawed in April in this part of the hemisphere. It's crazy. Although anybody going to the Cubs game today to get their Lynn Casper shirt is going to luck out. I think it'll be a beautiful, beautiful day for baseball in Chicago today. But, you know, we typically don't even get the average last frost here until the middle of May. So, you know, May 15th, we call it our frost-free date. And it's really not until then, if you're thinking about you want to plant some annuals, vegetables, you got to wait closer to Memorial Day for that sort of thing. So just a reminder that, yeah, we still can get frost even well into April and even the beginning of May, too.
So, Tracy, let me address the cicada in the room. when can we expect? Because I'm being told 64 degrees is what the soil temperature needs to get to before we start seeing these little varmints running around or flying around us. And for those areas that'll be, you know, more dramatically affected, when can we expect that? I know you say the ground freeze to the middle of May, but when do we expect the temperatures to hit that magic number for those little varmints?
Well, and that's highly, you know, here's the thing. Our soil temperatures did not get as cold as
exactly.
they typically have. You know, so we have a kind of good springboard for these little things to surface. And it's still looking like we're aiming for that maybe late April and into mid-May. And what Mike is bringing up is these broods of cicadas, which are going to come together in the state of Illinois. You know, this could be one of the noisiest states mm-hmm. in the Midwest as we get into late April and May. So if you're out there trying to hit a tee shot, you may get some interruption. So
oh, yeah.
You're going to have to really focus.
It's going to be loud. They'll be annoying. And, yeah, this happens every 221 years. We get these
broods to come together. You know, I remember back in 2007 when we had the one brood. And, in fact, I even have a T-shirt that someone gave me that said, I survived the cicadas of 2007. And that was something. And, you know, I'm interested in seeing. I didn't have dogs then. Now I have two dogs. And I'm just thinking they're going to find a lot of protein in the yard.
That's a healthy way to look at it.
No doubt about it. Tracy Butler with us here on the CDGA Golf Show, ABC 7 meteorologist, avid golfer, and CDGA member. So as we get further and further along here, you know, I like to dub this the turn. And what I mean by that is the portion of the season where we get to the warm weather and we never look back. Are we close to that? Because that's kind of when I feel like, all right, we're in the full swing of things for golf. But are we almost at the turn here, Tracy?
Well, you know what, Tyler, again, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we still can get these frosty mornings. We still can get frost delays out on the golf courses. You know, you may have one of those really early tee times. I mean, personally, I love the first tee time of the day. But what I hate is when I show up and there's a frost delay.
Exactly.
And, you know, we still definitely can have that into May. I know there's a lot of golf leagues that are getting underway, a lot of guys and gals who do like to get out there early. But just know that probably over the next month, still could be a little bit temperamental for those early tee times. I mean, even this morning, it's pretty cold. So you got to have those winter gloves. I would still keep them handy, Tyler, for at least a good solid month. Not that I'm hoping we could put the snow away for a while, but the frost, I don't think we can quite put that away just yet.
So Tracy, let's switch gears. Let's talk about Augusta and the weather, because weather plays a big part of Augusta. And I know you're a big fan of Augusta National. What can we expect this upcoming week?
I'll tell you what, I mean, I was combing over things and I think, other than Thursday, so far, almost every other day looks incredible. I mean, we're talking sun, we're talking highs, probably upper 70s, around 80. The big conundrum is going to be that first round on Thursday, and there is a system that looks like it's going to start to bring some rain in there Wednesday night, and I am concerned about early tee times, especially on Thursday, and then kind of off and on throughout the day on Thursday. I was reading some of the forecast discussions from their local weather service office there and storm prediction centers, too. And Thursday could be a day where there may be some severe weather in the southeast. So, you know, lightning certainly isn't a friend on the golf course. So Thursday is going to be the one day this week that could put some play in jeopardy. But other than that, guys, every single day is looking just incredible. Just incredible. I mean, not cold or anything like that.
So, Tracy, how severe are we thinking for Thursday? Is it going to last a long time? Like, I remember last year, we saw a tree go down?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was bad last year on the Friday, I want to say it was. But how severe are we looking at for Thursday? And how long?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this could be, you know, an early shot of some rain in the morning, but is the and then there may be actually a break late morning, but afternoon, it depends if this system is going to sit there on Thursday afternoon. And right now it looks like it will. And so I do think that there could be thunder Thursday afternoon. What time do they start on with the celebratory tea? I'm not sure I know that. Yeah. On Thursday.
They'll start that at the crack of dawn. It's can be also a little chilly. I've seen them go off with, you know, a lot of dew on the ground. They're in sweaters.
Sure.
But that ceremonial tea shot will probably happen around 8:15 or thereabouts their time. And then, to your point, I mean, if that thing sticks around, then drawing that late, early tea time may not be as much of an advantage. But if that system gets out, it sounds like if you're placing in a small wager, you want to look at a guy that maybe has a late tea time on Thursday and an early one on Friday has a bigger advantage over the person that plays in the morning early on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, it's very possible. I would think as the day would go on, the better the chances of storms are.
Oh,
it's also going to be kind of windy. Yeah, it's also going to be pretty windy on Thursday there, too, with this system. But I would say, you know, early temperatures are probably going to be low 60s. So not incredibly cold there for those early morning tea times. And in fact, let me just.
Well, you know, being in Hilton Head, you know that 50 degrees down there, that's freezing for them.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, when I was there and, you know, when I woke up in the morning, the temperatures were even in the low 40s in Hilton Head when I was there last week. And then the highs were only around 60. So at least if they start off around 60, again, they'll have a pretty good springboard, it looks like, to get those temperatures up near 80. But still Thursday, yeah, you know, if you're picking some names out, timing is going to be everything for Thursday. But I won't call it a washout just yet. But if this system sits and stalls there, Thursday could be. And so it's even a situation where, you know, maybe they start Friday. With thunder, that's going to be the big determining factor, guys.
Wow. A lot of volatile weather going across the Southeast this whole season, it seems like.
Yes. I mean, they just, in the Northeast, you know, they had some late season snow. There are places in the Northeast that didn't have snow, like, pretty much of the year. And then these ski resorts in Vermont, New Hampshire, are all of a sudden having some spring skiing. It's really been kind of crazy. And, of course, you know, we had very little snow around here except for January. And then we get snow last week, of course. It coincides with opening of baseball.
That's how it works around here. Tracy, thanks so much. Appreciate your time and enjoy the Masters.
Oh, I will, guys. Thanks for having me on. I love chatting with you guys. You know that. And hit them straight, right?
Likewise.
You as well. Tracy Butler, ABC7 meteorologist and avid golfer and CDGA member with us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA, the segment brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Thank you to Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. We'll be back next week here on the CDGA Golf Show. We talk golf with you every single Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. All right, Mike, what is going on around the CDGA?
Well, obviously with the Masters coming up, everything, our attention focuses back to CDGA Fantasy Golf presented by our friends at Tour Edge Golf. The Fantasy Golf event for the Masters is officially open, and it's funny, while we've been on the show, we've seen about 30 people sign up already, but it is open. Get in there, sign up. But for those CDGA members going into your portal for the first time this year, you may recognize a change, just like Tyler did.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to either use your handicap ID number, and if you don't know that as your username, just use your email address, but your password would still remain the same. So if you're having trouble getting in, it's because your number may have been automatically programmed. Go in with your email address. It's a change that we made at the beginning of the year.
And so, if you want to find your number, too, if you just go to, like, your Monday scorecard that you get through the CDGA, you'll see it there at the top.
Great point there. So if we get 4,500 people, we're going to give everybody a 10% discount code for a week in the CDGA Golf Shop. But more importantly, like I said earlier in the show, our friends at Titleist, Rickson and Callaway and Zero Friction provided 20 dozen balls to throw into the random pool mix. And one thing is for certain, I don't know much, but if you don't play, you can't win. Yeah. So go to CDGA.org, get into your portal and sign up and pick away. Best 10 of 12 this year, not 12 of 12, 10 of 12. Mm-hmm. Big change that we've made and one that we're looking forward to. Member perks are out this year, and we've got a couple of new ones that are really neat. One from our friends at Big Moss up in Crystal Lake. If you're looking for an indoor putting surface green for the office, conference room, your basement, go to Big Moss, and you'll get 15% off with the discount code that you'll find at cdga.org. For those that are trying to get out and play some golf, our friends at Palatine Hills are offering a twosome for $90. And as Tracy said, the weather Monday and Tuesday are going to be awesome. So that deal is anytime, Monday or Tuesday, with cart, two people, $90, Palatine Hills. Tell Dan Hotchkin I said hello.
Over and beware the eclipse, too.
Oh, yeah. Be aware of the eclipse and don't look
on
at
Monday.
It. That's right. And in fact, right at 1252, don't hit any pop-ups. That's really the name of the
game. Tee it a little lower.
Tee it low around 1252. Bose Creek's offering cart and lunch for $62 Monday to Wednesday before the noon hour. And Ron Cassidy and our friends at Glenview Park, if you book your tee time through the CDGA member tee time booking engine, you'll receive a sleeve of premium golf balls when you play Glenview Park in the month of April. And that, my friend, is what's going around the CDGA. And good luck in fantasy golf.
You as well. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Thanks to everyone for listening. Enjoy the Masters this week. By the time we're back on the air, it'll be moving day.
It will be.
Cannot wait for all of that. Enjoy the golf this week. Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy all of your pools. Good luck with everything. And looking forward to all of that next week.
8:30 we start next week because of White
right.
Sox baseball.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be on a little bit earlier next week because of the White Sox. So, yeah, we'll be on like a little after the first tees go off. So can't wait for all of that. Peggy and Dion are coming up next. This segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.